The number of homeless school children in New York has soared since the recession, and those who try to find and help them say their resources are dwindling. The children and their families are living in motels, basements, trailers, doubled up with other families and friends, many of them victims of the foreclosure crisis or Superstorm Sandy. Sarah Benjamin works with homeless pre-kindergarten children out on the North Fork of Long Island.
It's more of an invisible problem here. For instance, if there was a couple of big shelters, you could see the numbers of children that were out here that were homeless, but there aren't any shelters.
The parent-child home program she operates in Greenport reaches out to find homeless toddlers and help their families prepare them for school. The homeless school children in K through 12 are a problem school districts have to deal with declining state education funding. Eric Tarz of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty says the numbers of homeless school children in New York are consistent with the rest of the country.
We still have an even greater need than ever before, but there's fewer federal dollars to deal with it, and that means that local school districts are having to fill in the gap, and, you know, where they can't, children are most likely falling through the cracks.
Sarah Benjamin says social service workers are stretched thin by budget cuts at the federal, state, and local levels.
I know that the Department of Social Services and those that are helping to house family and to bring them into what they need, they're always trying to do more with less. It's just an impossible situation.
While most agree a long-term solution is the building of more affordable housing, in the near term, Sarah Walzer of the Parent-Child Home Program says support services simply need more funding.
It may be that that funding has to become part of the services that we're providing to help families get back on their feet and make sure that we're setting that this next generation off on the right foot. You know, so we're really stopping that cycle of homelessness.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.